The Equal Rights Amendment, known as the ERA, is again up for consideration in the General Assembly. That made the topic of last night's discussion a timely one. Featured speaker Megan Tracy and anthropology professor at JMU joined the VA Ratify ERA movement last summer. If ratified, the ERA is designed to guarantee all American citizens equal rights regardless of sex.
It's simply ridiculous that we don't have a statement on gender equality in the Constitution.
Tracy noted that the ERA was passed by Congress in 1972, but is waiting for the 38th state to ratify, which could be Virginia. Tracy says those who oppose the ERA do so most commonly on the grounds of, quote, unintended consequences.
But I think that there is enough precedence, enough intervening time, that we have a good sense of what the ERA can do and what it won't do.
Sylvia Rogers has been a member of the American Association of University Women for 20 years, and she gave a brief opening history on the fight for gender equality. Although she has been a contender in this fight for a long time, it is her mother who keeps her going. Rogers' mother will turn 100 this July, and she has one birthday request: the ratification of the ERA.
My mother would be, I can just see her. She's already so tickled to be doing something like this. She will be ecstatic.
For WMRA News, I'm Anna Saunders.